get a room together. We could probably all go together.
Oh shit, dude, that sounds crazy already, man. I don't know, man.
And then we run into Peter Dante. What the fuck is that? So
Peter Dante.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Damn.
Imagine. Just starts talking shit to Martin.
I was actually with
Peter Dante. No way.
Yeah, I was with Martin, Ibarra, Ivan, my cousin Matt. Who else? Those are the names. Just us.
Peter Dante said weird shit.
Yeah, he like bumped into Martin, or I think to Ivan.
No.
Oh, it was Martin.
That's random, dude.
You weren't there? Who was there? Oh, my cousin was there. My cousin John.
He told me the story.
Yeah,
that sounds crazy. Fuck, that guy was probably on some super fancy.
He was
stuff.
Really fucking high, because he reeked of weed, yeah. And he was walking, like he came from a bar. I'm like, how the fuck are you?
Super crossfaded.
He smelled like blood, dude, hardcore. Dude. But yeah, I was annoyed that night, cause some.
That's dangerous, though, to do that.
Oh, because we were at a bar, and my girlfriend... It was my girlfriend and I, and then her friends showed up, and then pretty much she started kicking it with her friends. And we invited... she told me to invite some of my friends, and she pretty much ended up kicking it with, like, her friends, the girls. And I was like, I was already, like, fuck this, I want to leave already.
Yeah.
Because we weren't even really hanging out. And, yeah. Some random ass girl was talking to me, and I was already pissed off. I was like, let's go, let's leave. Some guy like bumped into me and like bumped into Martin, and Martin's like, oh dude, watch out. Martin was annoyed too.
Where was this?
In Palm Springs.
Oh, I was like, strip, what?
On the strip. And then it was some guy was like wearing a fucking I saw like the guy's shirt, and it was like a Patriot shirt, and I turned around because I was wearing a Steelers hat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, this guy smells like weed. He's gonna say some dumb shit. And he was like, oh, sorry, homie, la la la. Like, I love Mexicans, this and that. Like, being super arrogant to Martin. And I was like, oh shit, what the hell? And Martin's like, oh dude, like you don't fucking know me. What the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you talking to me like that? Don't talk to me like that.
Damn.
He's like, oh, come on, mijo, I love you, mijo. He's like, I love Mexicans. Come on, amigo. Like, being super racist,
dude. Like, you hear this, Peter Dante? That's dangerous, bro. You're going to get fucked up. I'm not saying that I want that to happen. I'm just saying if you do that, you randomly do that, and then you're making music videos of, like, where you're usually at and stuff, and those people don't like you or
this
something.
This is when Adam Sandler's
hypothetical
thing happened.
No way.
Yeah. It was during that time. I think Ivan went to the show,
yeah.
Right? Ivan, you went to the Adam Sandler thing?
Yeah, that thing was awesome.
Oh, but it was during that time. And then my cousin popped up, and he was like, oh, hey, man. Like, he didn't know who it was. And I didn't know either because I had my glasses.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really see the face. But the voice started sounding familiar because they're talking shit to each other. Like, they're legit talking crap to each other. And then Peter Dante's like... He's like, man, he's like, I live right here, man. He's like, you see, look up there. And he's pointing at this fucking big-ass, like, hotel. He's like, yeah, my room's up there. He's like, I bring people there, and I blaze them out, and I talk to a bunch of bitches. Like, he was just, like, saying shit like that. And he's like, oh, I'll take you guys up there, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And then my cousin just started fucking being a dick to him. He's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, just egging him on. And we were, like, across the street from each other because he started walking away. And then he said something funny, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude. And they're like, what? And I'm like, bro, that sounds like Peter Dante. And they're like, no way. And I was like, yeah. And then my cousin's like, hey, Peter Dante. And he's like, what? And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I love you. And I was like, what the fuck? You guys are just about to fight this guy.
Yeah,
but he was being a fucking asshole. I was like, what the fuck? I think he was really drunk and like probably high.
Yeah, he's definitely probably not an asshole, but yeah, dude, just be careful. No, crazy, but yeah, dude, at the beer hunter, the time he literally walked up to me, he's like, I'm the real fucking OG. And he says, like, fuck OJ. I'm the real OG. And I was just like, what? This fool just whispered this shit into my ear, dude. And the beer hunter, I was with Gus and Lizard and I think the homie Zach, and they were doing some Feral Apparel stuff. And I was like, dude, go take a picture with the Feral Apparel thing up with Peter Dante. I was like, come on.
That would have been so, like, good marketing.
I told him, I'm like, dude, just go do it. And he's like, all right. And get to go do it, and we took a picture, and I'll show you guys a picture. This guy literally, he went up to me, he like grabs me, he's like, he just whispers to my ear, like, he's like, fuck OJ. I don't know if he says bro, he's like, fuck OJ, bro, I'm the real OG. Or something like that, yeah.
That bro has to be taking some other shit than like just smoking weed.
Well, I think it was like CrossFaded probably for sure.
Yeah, he for sure was probably drunk.
So basically, he admitted that he pisses on people. Uh-huh. Is what he told me. Just according to his fucking what he told me that night. Probably didn't mean it, but he's like, I'm the real. Okay. I was like, what the heck? This dude literally just told me this. Like, this guy comes out of movies.
Crazy.
But I mean.
That dude's a trip, bro.
You could just have it out of my mind. Like, he's just a normal person, too. Like, he just so happened to come out in front of a camera somewhere where a bunch of people saw. Oh, shit.
Did the fucking porno?
Not like grown-ups and all that shit?
Yeah, that
fuck. It sounds more porno-ish. You say it.
The porno in front of the camera. Salma
Mahayek
or whatever?
Salma
Hayek?
I sold soy and sold and watched Napoleon Dynamite.
Soy and
Menudo. Soy and Menudo.
Soy in the.
Are you guys down to watch Pet Cemetery next week?
Pet Cemetery. Damn. Yeah. I totally forgot about the entire old original.
I'm gonna look up and see if we can get tickets. Get free tickets or something.
Because,
dude, cool. I actually seen it the day before the movie actually came out. It was pretty cool.
Wait, what do you mean? What?
Because today Shazam came out. We saw it yesterday.
Oh, you saw it? Oh, okay, I get it now.
That's
it
why was... I was like, oh, who wants? We only had four tickets.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they got them. I have to ask them.
Yeah. No, oh, okay. That's because I never really seen the trailer for Shazam or anything.
Because Chris's biological dad, he's the one who gave them to us.
Yeah, that's cool though, but
and he's a phlebotomist. I think that's how he gets
phlebotomy. What is that again?
Blood drawing.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, that's what I was thinking about some of this shit. I was like, fuck, he works at a morgue.
I was gonna
damn,
work
you
at
got a, free tickets.
I was gonna work at a morgue when I got my after I got my surgery after a year.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't. Dude.
Because he told me I was gonna be lifting over like 300 pounds because they're like, you know, you'd be lifting like other people, dead people, or yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't, yeah, you don't get scared, but the thing is,
point,
it's very like, it's a lot of labor. You're lifting dead bodies,
dude. At one point,
you're getting shit on yourself.
I had to
people are shitting them.
Make a choice and be like, fuck, like, should I go work and my homie,
really good one. He was really fast.
Yeah, it's probably like, when it gets towards the end, it's a little bit more hot, and there's more res.
Yeah.
Because the res builds up in the thing.
Yeah. Hey, those tips that Rolando has look crazy, the wood tips.
Which ones?
He has like some wood
the
tips.
The tie sticks?
Yeah, for the tie sticks. It has like a little, like a funnel inside the wood tip.
I don't know, I can't picture it, but I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Because I think, I don't know if they're new or not. Yeah, it should be getting crazy right now when it gets to the end.
Yeah.
It
is.
It's like, crazy. It's burning on the inside where you can't see.
What?
Yep. That's crazy. It's burning on the inside and not the paper.
Because of the res? Probably dripping down.
Oh.
Scraping down, you know?
Alright. You want to hit this or? I'm going. It's basically burnt on the inside. It's probably what the taste was.
A little bit of the old gray stuff.
That's done.
The old gray stuff?
The old gray stuff.
Helped out my migraine. That's crazy as migraine.
I really want to go to Ireland.
You should, dude.
Or something, you know? Like, what is Scotland?
Here's what you do. You look up the tickets, how much they are.
Yep.
If you plan ahead.
Yep.
And then see how much it is, and then that's what you think.
Imagine there's islands over there that we don't even like have.
But we actually, I need to redo my passport.
Like, dude, for real.
My passport's
that.
So old. I have long hair and shit. I think it was like 12.
I think I had a mohawk.
Oh, really? I've always wanted to do a mohawk, but my mom never let me.
Dude, I
went from having like super long hair to my mom making me have flat tops.
Fuck, I've had the flat top.
And
before.
Then fucking growing my hair.
We're talking
super
about
long.
Like super young.
Yeah, like your hair's all. Yep. Your hair's all
like,
thinner. It's all
what
cut
the
all
fuck?
Pure on the sides and the top. It's like legit like a fucking like a top of a box.
You could eat fucking grapes off the top.
Yeah. Like this, and they fucking put gel in your hair.
Dude, just to make it. It's gotta be edgier. More edge.
It's got to be glue. This is edge.
It's gotta be edge.
It's supposed to be edge.
Oh shit. What is this? Is this like Adam's family or something?
Chick stretch.
Master lock. Taking dabs. So. That looks like some Satan stuff. Oh, I think I remember this.
Hate? Why does he hate?
God, imagine it said that. Panic vision, bro. It sounds like having some sort of a debate inside of himself. Okay.
Take another motherfucker there.
It's mandatory you gotta stand on the ledge like that, dude. Crouch down. Fuck yeah, gargoyle presence.
It's like if you don't retweet this.
Dude, you're not sitting on that ledge right, you're supposed to crouch down.
It says if you don't retweet this, she will appear at 3 a.m. And some guy retweeted, he's like, she can, he wrote, she can get her ass whooped at 3 a.m. I'd be up anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Fuck yeah. Dude.
What the hell is a bed? There's a bed called Ghost Frieza.
Ghost Frieza? Fuck. Sounds like mandatory hard band. That's crazy.
Have you guys ever had killer concentrate?
Wait a minute. Is this
3-6 Mafia? I don't know. I think this is the old stuff because it's 666 Mafia is original. Yeah. That's what they used to. I think that's when they had a.
Just a person, the name of the.
I think there was a.
It is a 666.
I think there was a chick in when it was 666 Mafia, but
damn, you know. Dude, people are crazy about the whole Nipsey thing.
Oh yeah, huh?
People haven't found the guy who killed Nipsey, but they found two of his family members and killed him.
What the hell? I thought they did find the guy.
Well, I mean, like they. Well, I guess they found him. Well, I don't know if they did, but like yeah. They still killed two of his family.
Yeah,
members.
I thought that they got Nipsey's family members like the two family members at the memorial or something like that, right?
Oh, but no, like, today, they killed the guy who killed Nipsey. Yeah. They killed two of his family members.
That's what I also saw, too, but I remember on the news.
Oh, like,
it said that
the shooting or whatever happened?
That there was two of,
I think,
were they at the
some
memorial?
Some people got stabbed or some shit, I don't know. Maybe they probably were at the memorial.
Yeah, that'd be
that's
crazy.
That's super crazy. Imagine your fan base just, like, retaliating all super nasty.
Well, supposedly he was in, this gang called like the Rolling 60s or something.
Yeah, it was some old beef he had with some guy who killed him.
Yeah, supposedly, who knows, but I mean, probably though, because damn, dude, that's a crazy ass place to be.
Well, because one of the guys who was doing the production or whatever of the doctor, he said that it wasn't anything related to that, the person who killed him was some guy who had ratted out some people.
Yeah, it could have been
and his
like
gang.
Some crazy beef.
And then they kicked him out. They told him to leave without killing him, and he came back after like they banished him pretty much, and he killed him. Damn. But then again, it could be I guess a conspiracy shit.
Well, I mean, it could be like just a dude that was jealous and shit.
Yeah.
And it could also be like, hey, let's use this guy.
Because he was saying too, the guy was like, he was like, if you're ever in the hood and you're fucking, you become famous, like, never come back. He's like, you're going to always die. Because you're always going to have beef with somebody and they're going to kill you.
Well, yeah, there's going to be some dude that's on some shit too. Like, he's going to be like, hey, fuck this guy. you know what's weird? Did I tell you that one time, a long time ago, I talked to that dude, but on messages? I think it was like on my old Facebook. And like, I didn't even know this guy was going to be like famous or anything. And it was before like the day shed and everything. And this dude, it's so weird, dude. Because I thought this dude was pretty cool. I was like, oh, this guy's like just an underground person because he replies and shit.
The Nipsey Hussle
guy? Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh shit, like this guy's like a creep or something, because everything, he would have like blue shit and all of a sudden, like, then I look into his profile, I'm like, oh shit, this guy is like serious about his music and stuff, and then the day shed stuff, and then I don't know where, like, it's a big thing, and I'm just like, what the heck? Right there when I would talk to him, I didn't talk to him all crazy, it was just like a few messages, because sometimes I would get bored and I would be like, oh, I'm going to talk to this random artist. Or I remember this band, Caliban. Dude, I've talked to them on MySpace.
I've talked to them before. And the lead singer of Whitechapel.
Yeah, like on MySpace and like,
Phil?
You know, like.
I think it's Phil.
It's like one of those situations where you're like, oh shit.
That guy was cool. The girl he was talking to at the time was ugly as fuck. She added me. Oh, crazy. All random.
What? MySpace. Crazy shit.
And I talked to fucking.
This girl to marry him during the show, right?
Remember Dr. Chocolate or whatever?
Yeah.
Wait, Dr. Chocolate. Dude.
Big Chocolate?
Big Chocolate. I remember that guy was cool too.
Big Chocolate was a little ginger dude.
Fuck.
Isn't he like, didn't he become like a rapper or some shit? Oh, a DJ.
Chocolate,
yeah, man. You showed me shit.
Chocolate!
And then that's when you showed me fucking buried alive.
Is that. Oh, no, never mind. I remember this band, I Am Ghost or some shit.
I Am Gay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So, that band was kind of like My Chemical Romance, like, but like kind of weird, but like.
Yeah.
Flutes?
The recorder didn't teach us anything. That one meme. You see that? There's fuck, I forgot what it says, but it had to do with the recorder in elementary school. And we literally learned how to play the recorder for no reason. Some shit, dude. But I remember they taught us how to play that shit.
Yeah.
It was like a flute.
Three blind mice.
Dude, speaking of that, actually a long, long, long time ago when I went to Wilson, I thought about, like, it'd be cool having a bar or some shit called the Three Blind Mice.
Three Blind Mice?
Or something. I mean, honestly, that was like a cartoon, right? Like, it was a part of a cartoon.
I think so.
It'd be cool to, like, actually make that shit again.
Oh, dude, so why don't you like any of the Marvel movies?
Oh, it's because... Because I don't, and anybody out there that likes them can suck it.
I don't believe you. People
don't get
me.
I don't like
them. Someone actually messaged me telling me whoever wrote that is a fucking shit. Or like they're fucking stupid. My friend Jose told me that.
Hell yeah,
he told
dude.
And then he got mad at me because I was talking shit about the Iron Man movie.
Ah,
I remember
shit.
We did so, except
they
for the
did,
first one.
Right? The first one was tied.
I was like, the second one had potential to be good.
Dude, the first one I saw in the theaters three times.
Really? Oh, yeah. I think I saw it a couple times.
I've seen
but
the first
thing,
one.
The second one could have been really good, dude.
Oh,
it could have been
God.
So good because it's legit, like, after Ultron.
They
you guys, you Halo fans out there hear this?
They didn't give
this goes for you,
potential.
Too.
No, when they did make a lot of money on fucking Iron Man.
That's when Robert Downey Jr. started doing all that coke.
And then Robert Downey Jr.
Crazy.
He fucking
he used all the budget
off in that movie too.
He used all the budget for the coke.
That was after he gave it. That's when they stopped.
No, that was the first. That was Iron Man 1.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, I was talking about the second one.
Dude, there's somebody walking.
I wanna watch fucking.
Whoa, dude, there's somebody on the electrical. What the hell? The electrical wire between the poles, walking on like a tightrope. What the fuck? You guys see that shit? Dude, that guy took my idea. Okay. Fuck. I'm supposed to walk on a tightrope, sipping tea through a hurricane. Especially in the desert.
I want to see which part.
Must be an out of towner. Fucking assholes.
Hey, this is the song.
From LSD.
Ocean Eight, Alaska. That's featuring the drummer of.
It's crazy.
Issues.
That crazy ass drummer.
The drummer of Issues is pretty good.
Oh.
Noise.
What drummer? What? Oh, the is a drummer. Which one's the drummer that's crazy as fuck?
Of this band.
Oh, he's in this band?
Of Ocean's 8 Alaska?
Oh, man.
The guy who's like super stiff?
Yeah, this guy.
He's in that band?
Yeah, but this is the guy from Issues. He's like featured.
Damn, that must feel nice. Having a drum set like that.
Yeah, it must feel nice, huh?
You know how songs usually feature another singer?
Yeah.
Or a guitar player?
So why would they choose...
This song features a drummer.
Why would they choose like a drummer who's not better than him, though?
Thing is, he's clean at playing what he wants to play. And that's how you could be like one of the best drummers.
Damn, you saw that shit? That was good. That was so good. Okay, so that's the part that he plays at the beginning of it.
Must be nice.
Just make your own drum set, dude.
I am. That's the plan
that's
right there.
That's true. That was nowhere near as good as this. This was way better.
We can help you, dude.
Oh, they switch off.
In the summer, I think Warren won't be going to school. And we can go to his house in Palm Springs and bend the wood and all that shit. He has all that stuff over there.
I'm all watching this.
Oh.
No, yeah, dude, I'm down.
Hey, what the hell? Hey, Eddie, can you do that?
Which one? What part?
That part right there. Watch.
Well, they're literally just hitting the snare four times. I don't know, man. They're hitting the snare four times, then the pedal four times, like, I don't know, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it looks different on an acoustic set, especially on a nice one, than just like on rubber pads. Because you think about like more emotion when you're on an acoustic set and you put your body into
it
and different like it'll literally matter on an acoustic set, but on a plastic set, it'll feel like you're just getting carpal tunnel faster or something.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Hell no.
Too much balance, man.
I think that guy, there's a bunch of people, but I remember that Lord Marco dude would just be really good at the electric. I mean, he's good at all that shit, acoustic, but
gravity blast?
But yeah, it's like, because if you get used to an electric drum set, like, you'll just do gravity blasting, like, way easier. Especially if you trigger your snare, it'll be like you're playing on an electric drum set.
The brain drill, no triggers.
Yeah.
No triggers.
The pterodactyl one? Or?
No triggers, blindfolded.
What the?
No triggers and blindfolded.
Nice. What kind of... Yep. He's like, I need to blindfold myself.
Is this you in the future?
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
Maybe?
I don't know, I probably wouldn't want to play this stuff.
What is there to play nice after you master all the things besides extreme
make a 1 hour song?
Fast songs?
And use different speeds. Different speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Different combinations. Like, yep, I would make a 1 hour song.
He threw the triggers in the trash. What do the triggers look like?
It depends. There's a bunch of different brands, but I don't know, dude. I feel like there's better stuff nowadays.
It looks like they were just like rubber.
You could even just tighten your snare.
It looked like they were just pieces of rubber or something. Blindfolded. You could
kind of
see still.
What an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, oh, come on. Look at that nose. That's a big-ass nose.
Yeah, you have a fucking
My big-ass nose would let me see still.
He put it down more. He is being fair, I think.
I would be like, yep, this is...
Look, Casey's selling his drum set for $600.
That's too much, dude.
Casey's selling his drum set for $600.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I sold him that cymbal. That cymbal is literally worth that amount, I think. For $400. The Ozone Crash? The one with the holes?
I see it, yeah.
Oh my god, this dude is just looking at
them. I don't know how people get off doing that. I would want to try to like learn how to do that for fun. But I don't think I'd ever want to play it in a band. Dude, that guy's ridiculous, dude. Behemoth? Supposedly? There's probably somebody else faster, but supposedly that guy from Behemoth was the fastest double pedal.
Oh, shit. My bad, dude. You should...
It's cool.
Yo, just, like, maneuver. Yeah. I would've moved my food. I don't know, dude. Probably worship Satan. I played a custom Shine drum set before they went out of business, and it was this dude Sabu's drums, dude. And I kid you not, that song "Resist" from "As Blood Runs Black" was like the easiest song ever to play, because he had these Demon Pearl Drive pedals that were like better than Axis pedals. And Axis pedals, they have the longboard, so the Demon Drive pedals from Pearl, dude, those are like super, like, they use bearing marbles or some shit, or like steel bearings instead of chains. So it's just like, it looks like a fucking alien looking pedal and shit. Yeah, dude. I'll show it to you right now on Google, but, so I want to get more into it again, because I was really into it back then. I still love playing, but I want to make a, if anything, I want to play some, like, soulful shit and then, like, make videos.
It would be so cool to get to the point where you just have a studio and you can just jam out and record shit every day.
A like, film studio? A music studio with a glass or a window in between of a movie studio, you know? Like, a film studio. Tiny little one. So we're like, imagine I'm at the DMV and I'm like, fuck. Like, I look at the number. Make an entire movie scene, you know? Like, super awesome. Like, super like legit color grading, lighting. I'm in the DMV straight up, and then I'm just like, fuck, I'm bored. I put my earphones on and I look like, I'm like, okay, I need to listen to that shit that I made the other day. And I put my earphones on and I sit back in my chair and I fall asleep, and then I go like into my ear, like it zooms into my ear and it gets all dark, and then it's just me playing drums, like jamming out. So I'm like basically asleep at the DMV, jamming out in a dream. Nah, not even like that, just like this. Like, just fall asleep with my earphones on at the DMV, waiting and shit forever.
You're doing this?
Fuck nah. I'd probably want to learn how to do this, because this dude's, I don't know, like, that's pretty incredible, dude. The incredible part I'm talking about is the speed in which you could like go like forever, like this dude went to La Quinta High School. Fuck, I wonder what his heads feel like. I wonder if they're like super tight or something.
Okay.
That's funny, dude. You know that dude went to La Quinta, right? He had this music teacher, Mr. Bluto or something? Like for a drumline?
By the laws of the USA, you are hereby obligated to state what planet you are from. All aliens are registered with the USA government.
Alright, you know what? I think I have to end this just because it's at 2%, my phone, but we're almost at 40 minutes. This podcast is probably sucky compared to the future one, so I guess that's natural. Let's do some backflips.
Ask Samus to do...